This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The pause in fighting in Gaza is now scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. Gaza time on Friday, according to the Qataris who helped broker the deal. The first 13 hostages being held by Hamas will then be released Friday at 4 p.m. Gaza time. The pause between the Israelis and the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas is supposed to last 4 days, but Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah says that could be extended.
Israel has said the truce could last beyond the initial 4 days, as long as Hamas then frees at least 10 hostages per day. While a Palestinian source has said a second wave of releases could allow as many as 100 hostages to go free by the end of the month. Both sides have said they will go back to fighting once the truce is over.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Riot police have used batons and tear gas to halt tens of thousands of supporters of Nepal's former king who attempted to march to the center of the capital to demand the restoration of the monarchy. The protesters waving the national flag and chanting slogans supporting former King Gajendra gathered on the edge of Kathmandu and attempted to move toward the center of the city. Riot police blocked them, beating them with bamboo batons and firing tear gas at a water cannon. There were minor injuries on both sides. Nepal's monarchy was abolished in 2008. South Korea's spy agency has told lawmakers that Russian support likely enabled North Korea to put a spy satellite into orbit for the first time this week. The South's defense minister says it should be clear by early next week whether the satellite is functioning properly. The launch has deepened regional animosities, with both Koreas threatening to breach a past reconciliation deal and taking hostile actions along their heavily armed border. South Korea's military has confirmed the satellite entered orbit. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA News.